Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Fida Tujpe Ye Khaake Shehre Madina. Mubarak Tujhe Ho Ye Arz-e Madina Nabi Ka Shahar Hai Ye Shehre Madina مبارک تجھے ہو یہ ارض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ مبارک تجھے ہو یہ ارض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم والله not just as a routine but really from the depth of my heart I'm not the person to really sit here and translate these oceans of knowledge and love which have been penned by our illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabrizi Dora, Hazrat Shah Mulana Muhammad Akhim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali, and in this couplet, in these poems, teaching us really loyalty to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Raditu Billahi Rabba wa Bil Islami Deena wa Bi Muhammadin Nabiya wa Rasoola wa Bil Qur'ani Imama wa Hakama. Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah Ali entitled these couplets, Fida Tishbe E Khaak E Shehre Medina, that may we be sacrificed upon you, O the dust and the atmosphere of Medina Sharif. That this is the place from where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made deen flourish. Mubarak tujhe ho e arde Medina, Nabi ka shahar hai ye shahar e Medina. That congratulations to you and very very blessed be you, O the dust of Medina Sharif, O the atmosphere of Medina Sharif, because this is the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the city of Medina Sharif, the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That what can we say about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Imagine with what material and with what love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have created Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That even the dust which is touching the Mubarak kafan of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, far greater in virtue and in merit and in rank than the arsh and the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if only we can bring the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives, then what is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very very clearly that if you claim love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as our Shaykh has taught us here, that to claim love is very very easy. That I love this one or I love that one or this thing is beloved to me. But to become beloved to somebody else, then a person needs some quality in him. He needs to be extraordinary in some field. If we will bring the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives, then we will become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, whoever will revive a sunnah of mine in a time when people will become unmindful of it, neglectful of it, then for him shall be the reward of 100 martyrs. In the next couple of Rizrullah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Tere paas jab sayyide do jahan hain, na kyu rashke aflaak ho phir shahre Medina. That when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting in you, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Rauza-e Paak is there in the city of Medina Sharif, then O Medina Sharif, why won't you become the envy of the heavens, of the dwellers of the heavens? Why won't you become the envy of everybody else and everything else? As we learned here also, time and again, that in the presence of Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali, the name of some big city was taken, and Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali said that, which village is that? If there is any town, if there is anything that, and this is really to teach us the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that anything and everything that a person does, he can only do it in one of two ways. Either he does it in conformity to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or in any other way. If he does it according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that act which will be an act of necessity, even if it is to call, answer the call of nature, even if it is to be eating, sleeping, whatever the case may be, all this will be written in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only those moments will be a source of grief for the inhabitants of Jannah in which they did not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you do anything in the, according to sunnah, then that will be totally and entirely written in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it won't be a source of regret and remorse for us. It will be a source of joy and a source of our elevation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and bless us all with tawfiq myself first. Tere sabz gumbat pe alam fida hai, falak jaise chume zameen hai Medina. That the whole world be sacrificed upon your green dome. That how it is towering out into the atmosphere, how it is standing out there, that whatever it is around there, that everything, the focus is the green dome, the focus is the resting place of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That our life be dedicated to it, we also make this our focus, the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, that undoubtedly for you in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful way of life to follow. And that will be when we will make akhirat our object, when qabr will be our focus, and when we will keep it always before us and always in mind. Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among the successful ones. One day we're going to have to be standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our only success is the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Whoever will bring forth a way of life other than the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never ever be accepted from me. تِرَا ذَرَّا ذَرَّا نِشَانِ النَّبِيهِ فِدَا تُجْبِ مِنْ خَاكِ شَهْرِ مَدِينَةِ. That, oh, the city of Medina Sharif, zarra, zarra, every atom, every molecule, every speck of dust, every step, every turn, every place in Medina Sharif, it only brings back memories of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after the demise of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he couldn't bear to live there anymore. He said that every wall, every turn will only remind me of my beloved friend Sayyidina Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he left and he departed, went away to Damascus, went away to Sham. And then when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited him to a dream, when he came back, we all know when you come in the grandsons of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our masters, when they requested him to call out the adhan, what was the atmosphere? So every wall, every step, every speck, every atom in Medina Sharif, oh Medina Sharif, it only reminds us of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why not fida ho tujhpe khaak-e shehr-e Medina, that we be sacrificed upon the dust in the atmosphere and the molecules of the city, which is the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uhud ke ye daaman mein khoon-e shaheeda sabak de raha hai wafa-e Medina. That the shuhada, Sayyidul Shuhada, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, the foster brother and uncle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he is laying to rest here, when the shuhada who gave their lives and they put their lives on their palms, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks about Sahaba ikram, that he really shook them a very, very severe shaking. He took an extremely difficult imtihan of them. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really tested them to the brink. بَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ. So to say, as if the heart came into the throat and they passed the test. With flying colors, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the examiner, taking the exam, he says, رَضِيَ anhum wa radu an, that Allah is happy with them. They are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. This loyalty that they have taught us by giving their lives, resting there in Uhud. When I go, it is just a tour for me. It's just another landmark to see. Or this is really go there and take lesson from the loyalty, how they showed that how a person must be loyal to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how a person must be prepared to give his life for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nishani hai Islam ki azmato ki sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ki qadmo se khaak-e Medina. Nishani hai Islam ki azmato ki, that it is a sign and it is a symbol of the great loftiness and great rank of the deen of Islam, Sahaba ki qadmo se khaak-e Medina, that the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala majma'in, that every Nabi, every Rasul had companions, some of the Hawariyin, some of the Bani Israel, whoever the, but when came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then his companions are the Sahaba. They were the companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And their existence is really a great symbol that how they taught us how to spread on the path of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wafadariyo par sahaba radiallahu ta'ala hum ki sahaba ki akhtar hai tariq roshan ye shahr Medina. That the loyalty and the way that the sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala majma'in, how they stood by the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they adopted it, how they brought it into their lives. That nation that was downtrodden before Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advent, that nation that nobody wanted to even rule upon them, that when they brought the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into their lives, then the pages of history are full. It is enlightened. The person can pick up any seerah kitab, any, and read the lives of the sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala and majma'in, then it will really teach us what is loyalty. Allah bless me first of all with that loyalty to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everybody else, and give us, make us from among the successful ones, take us from the dunya with iman at the time when he is happy with us.